speaker of the morning. With more than 35 years of experience in development cooperation, Mario Renault is the new Director General of the Center for International Studies and Cooperation, CICI. Mr. Renault first worked as a volunteer teaching in Mali and Madagascar from 1970 to 1974. Upon his return to Canada, he joined the Canadian International Development Agency, CIDA. Between 1974 and 1984, he was subsequently a program project officer for Africa and Latin America. From 84 to 91, he held the position of counselor in development for the Canadian embassies in Peru and Indonesia. He took a leave of absence from 86 to 88 to take on the position of CICI's first regional director for the Andes program based in Lima. Upon his return to CIDA in 1991, he has held many positions as director general. Since 2005, Mr. Renault has been involved with NGOs and as a consultant for the Organisation Internationale de la Francophonie, as well as CIDA. Mario Renault is known for his initiatives to integrate social, economic, and ecological issues in development processes. Welcome, Mr. Renault.
Merci Jean-Paul. Bonjour Mesdames, Messieurs. Merci Chandra pour l'invitation. Merci aux dirigeants d'organiser une telle conférence. Ça augure bien pour la coopération entre les institutions d'éducation et les organismes non gouvernementaux de coopération. Maybe just a few words on the International Agriculture Alliance. This is an alliance that dates back to 2004. It regroups first UPA, l'Union des producteurs agricoles, the International Division. You have heard from my colleague Marie-Christine, who I think is still over there in the back. Then you have SOCODEVI, la Société pour la coopération au développement international, which is the international arm of all the cooperatives in the province of Quebec, except, of course, the Desjardins movement, the financial services. So, for example, SOCODEVI has more than $10 billion a year activities, economic activities, in the province of Quebec, and a big part of it is agriculture. So what you have is an international alliance of Quebec working with farmers in Africa, Latin America, and Asia. So you've heard about a lot of the context of food security. I will not go over everything that has been said before. But the food crisis can be looked at as a failure of economic liberalization. Some people would put a question mark at the end here. Some others would leave it like this. You can see that there was less investment over the last 20 years in agricultural development. Hopefully this is turning around. The food crisis has also brought the fight against poverty and food security at the top of the international agenda. This figure of more than 1 billion people suffering from hunger, this is actually a regression from the objective, the Millennium Development Goal objective. One has to note that, again, the great majority of these people are in the rural world, including women and children. There's also the non-resolution of the World Trade Organization negotiations. Just a figure, in 2008, there was more than $360 billion of subsidies, mainly from U.S. and Europe. And at the same time, there was less than $15 billion of official development assistance for agriculture. So this context has brought many of the governments in developing countries to adjust their national and regional policies. If you look at, for example, the West Africa region, the Economic Community for West Africa, has done a lot of work recently in trying to adjust their national and regional public policies. And of course, the public support for programs and for on productions, markets, and price has been increased, mainly for the access to food for vulnerable groups. And of course, we have just heard from Chris, the World Bank report for agricultural development has put these issues at the forefront. One interesting thing that has happened, a result of this crisis context, is that three groups, which usually didn't work too much together before, are now talking to each other much more: civil society, states and international organizations, and developing countries' governments and institutions. The civil society for the last couple of years have held round tables with international organizations. They have continued their lobby for market regulations and for the increase of agricultural, the public assistance. The states, you've heard announcements of billions of dollars, G8, World Bank, the EU facility, the African Development Bank, Canada, and not forgetting also national and international private resources. The developing countries' governments and institutions are going through rapid adjustments of policies and programs and regional approaches. That's a lot of money to be invested in a small period of time. Now, we in the International Alliance for Agriculture, we work daily with farmers' organizations, rural farmers, as a force for change. Now, if you were a small producer somewhere in Mali, in Guatemala, in Nepal, listening on your cell phones or provided by DrumNet, you see all these billions of dollars of investment. What would be the question you would ask of how these new resources should be invested? What answer then would bring reduction of poverty, increased food security, and sustainable and viable agricultural development? So we're looking at it from the, we're trying to present to you the perspective of the rural farmers, organized rural farmers in the developing countries. The probable answer would be investing at three levels. First, the micro level, which is the closest to the small producers. The main challenge, the critical challenge that rural farmers, organized rural farmers face, is access to markets. And you've heard that in other presentations. Equitable access to markets. One way of doing that is to help those farmers to structure their products at competitive prices and quality standards. And in order to do that, they need access to technical and financial services and inputs. It's demonstrated again and again that once rural farmers, organized rural farmers, have access, equitable access to market, things start to change. But it's not sufficient, because you have to work at the mezzo level, at the national and regional level. So governments have to provide the environment which is conducive for the rural farmers' organizations to do their job. So we're talking about adjusting policies, regulations, and mechanisms. Access to national markets for local products. For example, World Food Program is changing a lot their approach, Purchase for Progress, starting to purchase food locally and regionally. Adequate financial services, we've just heard, not only for production but also for storage and marketing. We've heard about insurance schemes. And lastly, management and regulation of land assets. But that is not sufficient either. At the macro level, at the international level, there has to be global alliance between producers and governments. The priority has to be put to food security and food sovereignty, priority to local production, and ending or drastically reduce the subsidies, international subsidies for agriculture. Maybe before leaving you, in 2010, Canada, our government, is going to be hosting the G8 and the G20 meetings somewhere in June. So what will be our government response, and what kind of leadership is Canada going to take on these critical issues? Thank you very much.
Merci beaucoup, Monsieur Renault.